So, Mr. Chairman and public, tonight, before you, I'm going to start out with the long sheet. The short sheets are just a breakdown of the reserves, but the long sheet is a summary of the budget and kind of go through some of the highlights. First thing that you probably would like to know, this is a 12-mil budget, and you can see that across the calculation across the top, which is the maximum amount that we can tax for funding of the county general fund as well as the boards of the county. That includes the fair, the airport, library, museum, recreation, and fire. And our assessed value this year is, well, a mill. I'll tell you what a mill will be worth. It makes more sense. So a mill will be worth $2,423,776.
Say again.
$2,423,776.
Thank you. Last year, which was just
which is $500,000 dollars more than
1.9 last year.
Yeah. Our total budget, including all the boards, is $134 million. I believe that's the biggest budget we've made.
234.
The county general fund of that is $220,983,291. That includes $47,352,838, which is the operating fund, and the rest of the budget, which is right at $150 million, is the reserves. And the reserves are broke down into a number of accounts. They're on the short sheets, and we'll walk through those in a few minutes. Some of the highlights of the general fund this year, we made some adjustments in some salaries. We've had some changes in department heads and some of those positions. So the board adjusted some of those positions, and then we did give a 2% across the board COLA raise this year. And the last time we had raises in the county was 4 years ago. The big highlights and the big dollar items that are in our budget this year is, if you look under the general fund, there's an item called SERS. This is the sublet interoperable radio system. It is a contract that we have with Harris Communications that will bring in radio communication all for emergency services for the entire county. And it's going to be really cool when you're done. Yeah. And another item that's in the budget this year also is that the commissioners have decided that they will pave Meadowlark. So that will probably project will begin this summer, yet pavement won't probably show up until next summer. And that'll be in conjunction with the water district to work with them.
Are we using county road funds for that?
No, we've got general fund money in it. Yeah. Another thing that makes this budget unique compared to any other budget that we've ever had is that right now, the way our economy has been, we are dealing with bankruptcies and abatements that are larger than supplementals, which has never happened in the history of the county that I know of. So two, three years ago, when Encana sold to Jonah, Encana then filed an abatement with the state, and it was so big that we needed to put it on a payment plan for our school districts to have enough money to operate, because they don't have enough money to make those payments or make that abatement all in one. So we put them out on a 5-year payment plan, which is allowed by law. Then we've also had this past year, we've had a number of those abatements come in again. And once they're like over $150,000, they go to a payment plan, and we've had to schedule those payments. Plus the fact we've had the Vanguard bankruptcy and those taxes were not collected, and that was $2 million in tax dollars that didn't get collected. So there's a whole section in the calculation of the budget that has to do with dealing with these abatements and the repayments of those, and trying to make sure that our entities are able to function during that. So we've never had to deal with this before, so it's kind of new ground, and trying to make sure that we get everything covered, but plus be able to set up a policy on how we deal with those, which Roxanna and I are going to develop in conjunction with our attorney as well as our accountant, to make sure that we're able to cover that and not short anybody. So we've had to do those. If you look down here on the left-hand side, it will talk on the second page of the left-hand side about the INCANA payment in the county's general fund, which is $524,000. And our repayments that are on schedule for next year are $243,000. So we will pay almost $250,000 back in refunds this next year. And we've never had to deal with that before. So really interesting, and kind of complicates the whole budget process when you have to set aside $1 million to pay back for overpayments. So that's kind of that part. To the reserve accounts, so the short pages now. The first thing that you'll see on top is the cash reserve account. There's $10 million in that. That's the money that we need to be able to operate between July 1st and when taxes are distributed in November. And actually, that money's a little bit short, probably. It could probably use some more funding in there, but we usually are able to make it through that. So anyway, that's our money to operate. The next sheet, which is number 68 at the bottom, equipment reserve fund. We have budgeted we internally finance all the purchases of any rolling stock in the county. So that's the road and bridge equipment, that's law enforcement cars, that is any other vehicles that the county owns, including what search and rescue has. But anything that rolls has got a reserve account behind it. And this started years and years ago, that we have that equipment reserved so that when it's time for us to replace that equipment, we have the money in hand. So just like when you go buy your car and you borrow the money, we're making those payments into our reserve account so we have it available. We have been lucky enough that we haven't had to hit our reserve account. We're able to, through our general funds, to be able to take some of those expenses without having to hit the reserve account. But that doesn't mean that you won't. But you do have the money in place. And also, if you ended up in a situation where you really had an emergency, you've got money available for that. Then with page 70, it starts into the depreciation reserve accounts. And this is back in the days when we started saving money. This was the big bag of money that was in the vault. And we decided that we were going to break the big bag of money out responsibly and let there be money allocated to all kinds of depreciation reserve issues that we might have. So we start out, and some of these are required, some of them are restricted, and I can tell you about those just a little bit as we go. In the landfill category, we are required to keep money set aside for remediation. So that would be like if we had a toxic waste spill at the landfill and we had to go in fast, we'd have money to be able to clean that up or take care of that. We also need money set aside for closure, and that's part of our DEQ permit, that we have money set aside so that when we close the landfill, which won't be in any of our lifetime, we've got money set aside to do that. We also keep a reserve, which is $3.5 million this year, so that we can, if we have to dig a cell or we have any expenses, then we've got money available there. We did hit that reserve this year to the tune of about $450,000 for repairs at the landfill in Marbleton. So we did that. I replaced that money to bring it back to the
That also includes opening a new lined pit.
Right, that's money to
money
buy the liner.
That we can use that, which is about $2 million worth to line a new pit.
It's So the next item is the State County Road Fund. This is funding that we get from the state. It used to be called the Farm to Market money. I don't know if anybody remembers that. We have stockpiled this money. It has restrictions on how it's managed. It needs to be kept in a separate account, and you have to be accountable for that account. So Roxanna keeps track of that, and she has it invested. We need to be able to show that interest and that expenditure or gain every year. If you were to walk in and say, hey, I want to see your county road fund, we have to hold it separately. It's required by statute. So we have that. We have not used that funding because we've been saving this money for years, years and years and years. We get about $400,000 or $500,000, and we've built enough road in Sublette County to know that it takes a lot of money to build a road. So probably we're getting close with 7.3 to be able to do a project,
a
I would
project.
Imagine.
Eight
yeah,
project.
A project, maybe two projects, but it's there, but it's taken a long time for us to get there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Question for Mary. Didn't we use some of that when we cost shared on that bridge across Green River?
Nope. Nope.
We didn't use any of it for that?
We haven't ever used any.
Maybe we just talked about it and just didn't do it.
We had a, I can't remember what those grants, there's a grant also, though, that we got from the state for the Whalen Bridge when we did it.
Okay.
But yeah, we haven't ever used our farm to market or our county road funds. So some of these other reserves have been established and we've used them over the years. We've added to them over the years. We have considerable amount of money set aside for building projects and equipment and maintenance. We have considerable buildings and we have considerable maintenance, and so we need to be ready for roofs and boilers and those kinds of things. We have a reserve set aside for the senior centers and those facilities. One of the things that you'll see in some of these categories where we have operating reserve as well as a capital reserve, there's a building attached to that category. In fact, there's two. We've got two senior buildings. Actually, we have three senior buildings when you consider Aspen Grove. But we have senior buildings, and then we wanted to be able, you've heard the commissioners over the past few years, to have enough operating money set aside in case we really, had a real bad downturn, we would be able to operate for a while and not have to worry about operating money. So that's the reason why those accounts are set up the way that they are. We've got extra money set in for road and bridge projects. We've got an operating and capital reserve for recreation. We have it for Ag and Fair. We've got it for Human Resources. We have specific for courthouse and maintenance, because the courthouse, of course, has the jail attached to it and those requirements. We have extra money we've got reserve set for the airports and the museum. We've got money for the library and operating and capital. We set aside a number of years ago, we've got one called resource monitoring, and that was the money that we set aside in a reserve when we got into the ozone business. And we spent $1 million 1 year studying ozone, and we kind of got rid of the ozone category, but we kept money in there available for resource monitoring. And that could be any kind of a resource. It could be a water resource or it could be something else, but that money's available. Communications and IT, we've increased this one $1 million to $4 million. A couple of things that are going on there. We have the Harris Project, which is the SERS category I talked to you about. We've committed a grant. We've got a contract for about $3.5 million there, and we have some additional costs because we're purchasing radios to go along with that radio system. We've encouraged everybody that has emergency services, so including EMS and of course it was law enforcement and fire in the beginning, and anybody else, to get into that system. And the county isn't charging any of those entities to get in. They just got to come with their radios that are ready to work on our system. So anyway, there's that. That also, of course, we have IT needs all the time. We got servers and computers and those kinds of things that we need to be able to support And the extra money also was put in there to support broadband if and when anything comes with that. Elections, there has been $200,000 in that category. We spent $115,000 this year, but we have new election equipment for the upcoming election. And we are sure that the Russians aren't coming, so that's good. Even though we did get, we got pinged today, so.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Rural Healthcare District Clinics, explanation about this number. As you know, in the past, of course things are different right now, but in the past we've charged $100,000 for the leases on the clinics. The money, and we use that money for, we use that money for big projects. So we've had a, you know, we've had an asphalt project. We've had to replace some water heaters this year. We've done a number of other things that are basically long-term capital kinds of improvements or repairs. And so at the end of the year, I take whatever money's left of that $100,000 and roll it into this depreciation reserve. This year we had about $22,000 left of the $100,000. So that's where that's come from.
Mr. Chairman,
just
for clarification, what you're saying is we received $100,000 for the lease of those clinics, but yet we basically spent $78,000 on various costs associated with those buildings.
That's right.
So we had a net gain of $22,000, which you basically rolled back into a depreciation reserve account.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Emergency revolving loan account. We started this a few years ago, and the town of Marbleton has taken advantage of that with a project that they had where one of the things that we thought about is a lot of times there will be something that will come up and you may think that it's something you could go to the business council for a grant for or whatever, but you don't hit the cycle, you don't have time, it's an emergency. So we've set that account up to have it available at interest-free loan, kind of a short-term situation. Marbleton borrowed the money from us and they paid us back, so.
Greatly appreciated.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So we did a few years ago set up a budget reserve account, and this budget reserve account is a little less than what it was last year, but it has got the Vanguard shortage of taxes that will be attached to that. We were short $56,000, $58,000 to be able to fully fund our boards with their May payment. So we took that money from there, and we'll have a footnote on this particular item that when Vanguard settles and when we get paid, that money will go back to the budget reserve account. Back when the tax refunds, when we got to the Encana repayment, Encana is different in that we're actually writing checks to Encana because they have no assets in the county. The other repayments that we are making are debits and credits, which is how the statute anticipates that those payments will be made. But we are, you know, we're making payments. But at that time, we set up this tax refund account to be able to make those refunds if we wanted to make them in one payment. But it really isn't practical because our schools can't do it. They don't have that kind of money laying around. And they have to go through some process to be able to recover the money if they've got to make that refund. So anyway, it's just another extra bag of money there in case we have to do a tax refund. Or, and like in the Vanguard case, they're under Supreme Court appeal right now. If the court should rule in their favor, then we may have to eat that $2 million, and they did make their first half tax payment, which was $2 million, because it's a total of four. So, yeah, anyway, so it's kind of crazy. And then we also set aside money to take care of our fire halls, which is aside and away and actually separate money. Fire money is different than general fund money, but we have to, since we don't have a fire district, then we have to, their mill levy is less because they deduct the town's assessed value from the county assessed value. So anyway, we've got money set aside for fire halls, but we're not in the fire hall business yet. The last page that you have here is the fire reserve. And their capital reserve actually was generated to take care of maintenance, major maintenance on buildings, as well as buy equipment. And so that money has, and that account has been fed by the money that came from all the departments when we unified, because each of the departments came and gave money to the county from their fire money that they had. They go fight fire with the county's equipment, and then they had that money that they were buying the equipment with or whatever. Now everything goes through the county by the commissioners, so we know all the money that comes in as well as all the money that goes out. And it works a lot better that way, actually, because we have accountability and we're auditable and all that kind of stuff. The wildland fire account started out at about $200,000, and this is the money that they have earned out fighting fire. So fire, they pay when they're on federal fires. So when they're on federal fires, we pay the payroll and the expenses for the equipment as the fire goes. But then the feds will come back and they will reimburse those expenses, but they also pay us for our equipment above and beyond what it costs us to put the gas and the tires on the outfit. So we're growing that account to take care of wildland issues and equipment, because we have specific wildland equipment as opposed to the big ladder truck to be in the town or whatever. And then the suppression account has been in place for a really, really long time. And that $2 million, and it hasn't been grown. It started out at $1 million, and we grew it to $2 million. The purpose of that money is if we should have a fire, if we have a fire that comes on a state land or on a federal land, we can get reimbursed for those expenses. But if it should come onto private land, it's solely the responsibility of the county to pay for that fire. So we need to have some money available when somebody's ranch is on fire or whatever. So anyway, that's what that's about. So they have $5.1 million in their account, and they're doing really good. So
Mr. Chairman,
that's...
Go ahead.
Question, Mary, that suppression account is different than the state suppression account that we pay into.
That's an insurance account, and right. We pay into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the suppression account, we are a member of that. That all, and that's where the money from the state fighters comes from.
Right.
As we pay that premium into there, and then they will come and pay if we're on state ground.
So where does it show that in the budget?
It's in Shad's budget.
In Shad's
expense. Yeah, in his expense. So it's in the fire warden budget. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because there's an annual payment.
I just
payment.
Wanted to clarify
yeah.
that for the public.
Yeah.
Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, Mary, our depreciation reserve account, did it grow from last year?
Yeah, we added about $3.5 million is after we funded our budget and we replaced some of the reserve account, or reserve money that we used this last year.
But we grew by $3.5 million
Yeah, we grew by three and a half.
Last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioner Noble.
So, I'd like to just bring up one point for discussion. Is, I know you guys all have been following broadband a little bit, and I'd like to throw this out there. I'd like to shift from the reserve account of building project and maintenance, says 32. I'd like to shift two of that to the communications and IT reserve account. And the reason being is tomorrow you're going to hear from Joanne with CTC briefly, and the RUD grant we're applying for, if we all agree tomorrow, is $3 million, and there's a 50% match. So if we do agree to that, that takes $3 million out of that IT or that communication. And then if we do end up moving forward with an endow or something, it shows that we've already met the match and the grants go through a lot better.
Okay.
And it all still comes to a vote, so it's just a matter of shuffling it at this point.
Comments, gentlemen?
Yeah,
go ahead, Commissioner Burnett.
The building projects, equipment, and maintenance at 32.6 million. Did that grow from last year, or has that been pretty stable for the last several years? In other words, have we used that money?
we used that money to fund the Harris project this year. We didn't use communication money, we left it. And then I replaced that. So, yeah, it's been there. I can't tell you how
much. It's been stable,
but it's been
stable.
Yeah, it's been stable. But, you know, we've got buildings. If we needed a boiler or a roof or whatever, you know, those kinds of things with the buildings that we have.
Well, I guess my comment with regards to Commissioner Noble's suggestion or request is, if we move that money into communications and IT, and that money is there to help fund a project that we may or may not get a grant for, that money's still available for repurposing next year if we don't use it.
Sure.
Okay. So I would be in favor of that as well. I might even be bold enough to suggest we move $3 million into that account if that account's been stable enough over the past couple of years.
Commissioner Rawhauser.
Moving this money can be done without a budget hearing or budget request, am I correct?
No, it needs to. At this point in time, you can do whatever you want to, but we will adopt the budget in the morning.
Right,
tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Once we adopt the budget in the morning, then anything you want to move from or change in the depreciation reserve accounts, any of those, will require a hearing.
Another hearing.
Right.
Yep. Commissioner Noble, you had another comment?
I just wanted to back up a little bit, and my suggestion of the building project fund, and maybe there's a more stable account to move it from or shift it from. I was just hoping to generate more in that communications for the appearance, for the grant writing process, and next year in legislature, if Albert needs some appearance, because we're not sure how the endowed thing is going to go, whether anybody can even apply or qualify for that grant. So this is going to help him in an argument in further state.
Yeah. More comments here before I...
So going back, so I can get this clear. So if we were to move $3 million into the IT communications account, and then everything fell apart because of a lack of interest...
We may not get a grant.
People coming, then... We couldn't move that money out of that account to something else without a budget hearing or until next budget year.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Continued comments before I go? My turn?
Your turn.
All right. The money that is in the communications IT budget right now, we do not make any money off of it, correct? In that reserve account.
It's part of the... It's
there is
part
it,
of the
is it
investment.
Part of the investment?
Yeah,
it is part of the investment.
All the appreciation.
Okay, yeah. All right. That was a question there. Now, my thoughts on this all along is that, yeah, we do have a communication IT budget, and we're using it for communications and IT projects that we're using right now. Mm-hmm. We put some more money into that. You know, it's card shuffling. You know, you're taking money here, you're putting it there. Mm-hmm. It's all still making money in the investments. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only reason that I would not want to do that is because from day one, I've been very adamant that we are not moving forward. I am not moving forward on this project without other people having the skin in the game. We have no idea who's putting what in.
So can I elaborate on
that?
You
go ahead.
As of currently, we have Big Piney with 500,000. We have Marbleton with 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pinedale with 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put 3 million in, for example, and the RUD puts 3 million, then that brings this thing to 8 million. So that's a pretty rounded out skin in the game at this current point. And if the state ponies up, then we're there. There's a lot of ifs.
If the state ponies up, I understand that the municipalities have ponied up. That's been awesome. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I guess the point I'd like to make in terms of that money, just because we put that money in a reserve account for that, in no way signals or signifies that we are committed to spending public money on that project or anything. I mean, if we don't know, we have the option of getting a grant. We have an option, if we do get a grant, to accept it or reject it. We have an option to look at whether we get the grant money, if there's enough skin in the game from the public or private sector. So I would, I mean, I'm not in favor of going ahead not knowing, but I'm not, I'm also in favor of putting the money in that account in the event, I mean, to enhance a potential grant application in the process.
Okay, understood. Any other comments on that?
I guess I'm okay with adding a couple of minutes to it if the understanding that we're not going to spend it if we don't.
Well, I know the understanding.
Skin in the game.
Yeah, the understanding is that we show the state that we're on board. That's really what that's all about right now. Right, but it also shows everybody else that we're willing to spend that money. Do they know that we're not willing to spend it if it doesn't, if the state doesn't come up with their match? That's my only worry.
I think our safeguard there has to deal with that money's not earmarked or line item for broadband. It's for communications.
In communications.
And there's a lot of things that comes under communications and IT.
Okay. Commissioner Rojas.
If they go back to all of our minutes, that's been stated time and time again. That until the money is up front, we are not going to be a player in this because we're not going to fund it completely.
Yeah, I guess to me it doesn't matter where that money is.
As long as it's drawn in.
Because it's there. Yeah. And we've said what we're going to do. And this is exactly what we're going to do. Doesn't matter to me whether that money is in a communication IT budget or if it's in another part of our budget making money.
Right.
So I guess I just don't feel the need.
Go ahead. You just said it didn't matter.
Commissioner Nolan.
What? You just said it didn't matter to you.
I'm giving you a hard time. I said it didn't matter which one.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
It doesn't matter. It matters to me, but it doesn't matter which one it is.
So I just like to once again, the money's not going to leave here or this building until we all vote again. So it's just a shuffle right at this point.
Yeah.
And it presents the image that we're serious, which everybody else, including the state, has done.
Yeah. You know, if they didn't get the idea that we were serious about it before, why would they I guess they would with some extra money and in a communications account, but it's not earmarked for broadband. Mm-hmm. So why would that give them any more comfort?
The minutes?
Well.
The discussion?
Once again, our minutes and discussion has already said all this. But that's okay. I'm going to quit arguing. I'm done.
So, Mr. Chairman, can I make a statement?
Yeah, make a statement. Chief Budget Officer. Remember, Chief Budget Officer is making a statement.
It sounds to me like we're doing this for appearance sake.
It is.
We took the Harris money out of the equipment budget last year. We didn't have anything for appearances when we did Harris. And that was a pretty big damn deal, Harris is, and the communications system that we're going to get and the deal we're going to make with the state. I'm a firm believer in not showing your hand. I wonder if we pile all this money into our communications account and then the appearance is that, geez, we're going to pay for everything then, when that has not been what this board has said at all along. And any way you look at it, you still have a public hearing to move the money when it's time to move the money to wherever you need to move it. And actually, the move is going to be from a depreciation of reserve account to a spending account.
Right.
Take it out of the investment and put it into the checkbook to spend. That's the move you make, and you make that move from someplace. And if we're not serious with $150 million in our reserve account for appearances sake, then I don't think that anybody's going to play with us, or they're not going to look at us and say we're not serious. You guys agreed to contracts through the year, and you have done that. This board has done that many times where you agree to something comes through and you agree to that contract and you don't have an appearance account. That's all I gotta say.
Mr. Turner.
About it.
Reality, probably, the decision comes when you fill out a grant application. And if you choose to accept a grant application that requires a 20% match or a 50% match, whatever it is, that's when you commit to do what Barry said, to take it out of whatever reserve account we decide to take it out of and put it into a spending account. So.
Well, and at this point in time, the grants
regard, it doesn't really make any difference.
Yeah. The grants that are out there, we don't know when they're due. We don't know what the matches
it's
are.
It's too early yet.
You know, there's a lot of blue sky out there to figure out what it is. But we can make a move in 2 weeks. I mean, the board can make a move.
So, like you said, tomorrow the RUD grant's going to be part of the discussion with CTC. It's a $3 million grant we're applying for with a 50% match, which is about $3 million.
Yep.
So we know the match on that one, mm-hmm. which pretty much depletes the current situation if and when we decide to move forward.
Yeah.
So I don't want to limit our chances at another grant.
Right. Who offers that grant?
RUD.
Federal government.
Yeah.
Federal government.
Right.
Once again, we still have nothing coming from the state.
We don't know yet. Yeah.
The state.
I know. Okay.
The endow thing, Mary and I discussed today, and the timelines I'm not 100% sure of. It's
they don't
September,
have rules.
September.
Do they?
August or September, the rules come out, and they're supposed to start accepting applications, and then they award the grant in the first of the year.
Okay.
So we are on that. I mean, the grant's being followed.
Commissioner Burnett, go ahead.
I disagree with Mary from the standpoint. I don't think we're just doing it for appearance's sake. I think we're doing it to enhance our position should we decide that's something we want to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It just enhances our ability to be able to qualify for a loan. It doesn't mean that we have to do it, but it's certainly going to, there's no argument there that if they know the money's there, that it enhances a favorable position in terms of that grant. So I don't think it's entirely for appearances.
Yeah. Okay. Any further discussion before I jump in again? Commissioner Noble.
Do you want a motion?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. If they don't know that we're serious with if they don't know that a county with $150 million in reserves is serious, then that's an issue to me. Go ahead.
At the meeting we went to with the mayor and the lady from
Joanne,
one of the things that she did say that really was a tell was the fact that if the federal government does not give us the grant, we need to run out of the room as quickly as possible.
Gotcha.
Because they said it's going to cost you.
Can't afford it.
Big butt, we can't afford it. And we don't want to get involved with anybody else besides the federal government, which is frightening in itself.
Yeah. Let me ask this. Does whether or not, where we put the money, if we put it in communication IT budget or we leave it where it is, does that affect the fact that we're applying for the grant?
In the conversations I've had, the grant is looked at in a lot more positive form if they know that the match money's up front.
God, and match money's within $150 million budget.
I know where you're coming from, but it's an appearance, once again.
Okay.
Not totally.
We're spending way too much time on this issue. So if somebody wants to make a motion, go right ahead.
I make a motion we move $3 million from the building projects equipment reserve fund to the communication fund. There you go.
I'll second it.
Earmarked for broadband.
Been moved and seconded that we move $3 million from which account?
Building project equipment maintenance.
Building project
to communication and IT.
Maintenance to communication and IT. Further discussion here. Knowing where this vote is going. Donuts. Excellent.
Yes.
Good. Pull your phones out. Any further discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. 4-1.
4-1?
Yep. Put her in there. And I'm on board.
And I'm on board.
And
I'm
on board.
I was waiting
for
you to say that.
Excellent. Good. We just put an extra amount in our communication IT budget. Awesome.
You have more answers for that?
Ready to go.
Yeah, be nice, wouldn't it?
You know, I'm getting used to voting against you guys. This is pretty.
You know, somebody has
here
to.
This last couple of weeks.
You're not easy to argue with, though.
Are you clairvoyant about tomorrow? Or what?
Oh yeah. Well, there is. Could be. Could be. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything else. I think on the right-hand side, if you look down on the long sheet where it talks about the breakdown of other general accounts, these are operating accounts for the payroll, the expenses of the county, it's the nonprofits, it's the senior operating monies, it's if we have construction projects, they'll be there, and grant money that we flow through. We flow through a TANF grant to four agencies. We share with Sweetwater and Lincoln County for a veteran services officer, so that's our share of that. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before I open it up for questions from the public, does anybody else have anything else they'd like to add?
On this list?
Anything, Commissioner Rawhauser.
I've been thinking about the big brothers and big sisters, and we discussed it. We didn't. I'm not sure if we voted on it or not, but we kind of told them because of a lack of progress that we were not going to fund them this year, and I'm struggling with that a little bit, not funding them completely for their request, but maybe cutting it back or having a discussion, letting them know how serious we are about the lack of progress. And I'm not sure where else to go with that. I'm curious to see what everybody else
opening
thinks.
Opening it up for discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, floor is open, gentlemen.
What's the $57.91?
It's TANF money.
Yeah, so it's just TANF.
Right. Yeah. There's TANF money that was left over that we moved forward from the 18 budget, and then the additional TANF money that's for the 19 budget. So that's what's in that account right now.
Mr. Chairman, with regard to Commissioner Rawhauser's comments, I share some concern along those lines as well. I do understand the commission's concern for that money not being productive in terms of participants in that program.
Matches.
And maybe, just throwing this out for discussion, perhaps we could agree to come to some sort of decision in terms of funding per match up to X amount of dollars so that there would be, it would address our concerns, but also give Big Brothers Big Sisters some incentive to really work hard towards increasing the number of matches.
Okay. Gentlemen, continued discussion. Commissioner Noel.
I don't have a lot of heartburn with the idea of a certain dollar amount per match. I guess I would like to hear from them. When you're ready, that's all I have.
Yeah, we'll do that here shortly. Just want to make sure that we get our discussion out here first before I go to the floor.
I'm good with opening the discussion and hearing what to say. I'm kind of online with thinking, so I'm giving them out per match up to a maximum and providing some incentive for getting something done.
Okay. All right. Would you like to speak to this topic?
Yes. Most definitely. For those of you that don't know me, I'm the director for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and today was a sick day, so I apologize for my casual
appearance.
It's okay.
Go ahead and tell them your name also.
Lori Joyner, director of Big Brothers Big Sisters. I realize the commission's concern with the lack of progress or success in the program over the last 2 years, and I certainly understand your position because I am a community member, so I understand stewardship. I understand that. I was hired part-time, 20 hours a week, last October to come in and rebuild this program, and I've been doing just that. I've appeared before all of the commissioners twice. I am excited and enthusiastic to report that this time last year, we only had 2 volunteer inquiries in the program. This year, the first half of this year, we've had 11 volunteer inquiries, and I have just completed a big sister interview process. She's waiting for her little sister to come back from the summer with her other parent. I have 3 high school students who are right now, one has just finished her pre-match training, 2 are in their pre-match training. 1 student is from Big Tiny High School, 2 are from Pinedale High School. I have a single mother who just moved to Big Piney. She has 3 little kids. I have 1 high school student big sister who is ready to take on one of those kids. So what I'd like to say is the money has not been wasted. I can't speak for those who came before me, but I can speak now that the success that we are realizing now is because of the generosity of this county and this commission. And so I'm here to ask you to reconsider. It's amazing what has happened. I met with Melissa Mitchell at Big Piney Elementary School. She's the counselor social worker for the middle school and elementary school. For the last several years, I don't know how many years, she has been facilitating within the elementary school a mentoring program for the elementary school students. She's been doing that on her own. And she is excited that Big Brothers and Big Sisters is willing to come in and match Big Piney High School students to these elementary school students and provide the programming for Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we are realizing results, and that has come directly from the generosity of this county. And I speak to that now. So that's why I'm asking for a reconsideration. I am excited to work with parents and kids. To be frank, I don't want to be worried about money. I work 20 hours a week, and I want most of that spent with match support, matching children to the right Big Brother, Big Sister. And last, I want to say, I understand this need for matching. And, you know, I think, well, so you need numbers. You need numbers. You're going to get numbers. This month or the 1st of August, we're going to have 3 or 4 new matches. And that's just going to keep going up because we now have volunteers coming in that are going through the screening process. Also, for the first time in Big Brothers, Big Sisters history in Sublette County, we were in the parade. That's a first for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I had 2 new big sisters walk that whole parade route. Next year we'll get somebody to transport us. But that was fun and exciting. And I was able to go out into the crowds and give out the brochures, volunteer and parent information about our program here in Sublette County. So I just want to know that the funds that you have spent for the last 2 years are not wasted. I am here because of those funds. And I plan to stay here, and so it would be unfortunate if you withdrew your funding, because we are just on the cusp of making, you know, 3 to 5 matches within the next 30 days, and it's just going to keep going. And as soon as school starts, fall is my best time to recruit. I'm spending a lot of time with Big Piney High School, Pinedale High School, Sublette County School District 1 and 9, and developing partnerships with those stakeholders that have a stake in student success. So I just appreciate this reconsideration and bringing it to the commission and the time that you have spent with me already. But I'm excited to be here, and it would be unfortunate if the funding is pulled back when the success that we are experiencing right now, I have to say, is mostly due in part to the generosity of this commission and this county. Thank you.
Just to speak just a minute to your comment that it's about numbers for us. We have no way to measure this unless it's through numbers, through what you tell us. Otherwise, we have no idea. We hear one match in 2 years, and that's all we hear. Okay, so it's not just about numbers for us, but we have to have a quantitative way to measure that. So unless you come to us quarterly and say, okay, now we have three more matches. Come to us in another quarter, okay, and we've got two more matches. That is the only thing that we can really base our decision on, unless you can give us other information that we can base that on.
Okay, and I submit to this commission that I would like to offer some other type of quantitative data for that. Back to what I said, 2016, you had two volunteer inquiries in this whole county. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here then. But the first half of this year, we're in the middle of the year, we've got 11 people that want to volunteer as Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you did not mention that to us.
Oh, well, a lot's happened in the last month, Commissioner. Well,
I can understand that.
I have to let you know that when I first came to the Commission for the fiscal year 2019 budget, I submitted the request. I saw it in the paper that it was tentatively approved. And then I saw it in the paper. It's a good thing I read the paper that it was being withdrawn. So then, you know, I can only act on what I know. So I'm willing to provide you some more numbers, but also the matching process. I have a family right now, a little sister that could be matched, but the mother will not let me match her to a big sister because the big brother, she wants her son to be matched first. So when you say numbers, I'll give you some numbers, but I can't make that match for that little sister with the big sister who's waiting to be matched because the mother does not want the daughter matched. So there's some other numbers there. So I'm happy to give you some of those numbers and provide those numbers. But
Commissioner
I do understand.
Burnett, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I think I could quantitate this by saying we could maybe propose $5,000 per match up to $30,000. The other thing, and I don't want to take offense with what you said, but please understand that I don't think any of us think our money was wasted.
Okay.
I think we are trying to be good stewards with our money. If you save one life, that's not wasted.
Right.
So we're not concerned about we've wasted our money in the past. Looking forward to it. If you want a quantitation, maybe we could say $5,000 per match up to $30,000.
Question: Do you feel 10 matches is an unreasonable number?
Oh no!
You think you might get to 10 or better?
What's my deadline?
Well, I don't.
She's motivated.
The reason I'm asking that question, I'm going to ask Dr. Burnett to amend his motion to 3,000 a match.
Okay.
Up to 30,000, and that's 10 matches instead of.
Oh, I didn't really make a motion. It was just a suggestion in terms of quantitation.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I move we fund this program $3,000 a match up to a maximum of $30,000 for this year.
Is there a second?
Let's see where it goes.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that we approve $3,000 per match up to $30,000. For the Big Brother Big Sister program. Now, further discussion.
You think that's obtainable?
I'm excited.
Commissioner Noble?
I just have, for point of discussion, I'm okay with that motion.
Okay.
Rather than put a number per kid, which I hate to see, because, you know, how do you justify a number per kid? Would we be better off to, say, break the 30,000 per quarter? If they have so many matches in the first quarter, we give them 7,500, so many more in the second quarter, so the other 75, and by the end of the year, possibly the whole 30. I don't know. I just hate to put a number on a kid's well-being.
The only problem with that is if they get their 10 matches in the first quarter, they could get the whole funding.
So that was just part of discussion.
That would be the only.
So I'm fine.
Discussion. Joel. Commissioner Burnett.
I'm fine with Commissioner Bousman's motion. I think we're not putting a price per kid, we're just simply trying to quantitate the money allocated for the program. So I'm fine with Commissioner Bousman's motion.
Go ahead, Commissioner Rollhauser.
I appreciate you coming, and I appreciate your passion for what you're doing. And when you sit and listen to us discuss move a million here and 20 million here, we're talking $30,000 that seems like small potatoes, but it really isn't, because over the years I believe that the commissioners have had this mentality, and that's why there's $175 million in the bank. And so I hope fully you're successful. And hopefully the next time that you come, this we won't even be talking about it. It'll just be a program that we fund.
Well, I'm totally willing to be accountable and keep everybody updated. And I have three resource committee members, and we just invited a fourth one, Heidi Rainey from BOCES. And So I'm excited. I'm just really excited with all the wonderful things that are happening with Big Brothers Good Sisters.
So a couple of questions from my end. The money that's in there, the $5,000 plus right now, I mean, does that give you enough seed money to proceed forward?
You know, I'm happy with whatever I get, because I came in asking for a certain amount, and then I thought I wasn't getting anything. So this is news to me. So I'm working regardless. I mean, I'm working regardless, whether I get the money or not. So.
Okay. My second question is for the chief budget officer. How hard is this going to be to administer? By match. You're going to have to police it.
Yeah, and how do we measure that,
right.
I guess?
It's communication, I guess, between you two, I guess.
Well, and what do we require? I mean,
right.
What do we require?
How do we know that match is complete?
Yeah.
Right. That's the only problem that
yes,
I can see.
We are in the process. Well, we have an information management system that we produce some of our reports, and yes, I would like to see more match numbers so you can see where a match is in progress. So whether that's the volunteer coming in being interviewed or the child or the youth coming into the program and enrolling, I can provide a report to Mary. I think typically we print that report out when we come for our request, and there's only one match on there. So I can provide a report that would be quantitative, so that you could see how many matches were made. And if I do need to do that monthly, I'm okay with that. I just don't want to create more work for the individual that has to police it, so to speak. I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to get the money to serve the children and youth in our community. So
what constitutes a match? Is a match a full year? Is it one
That's
month?
What I was gonna say. We could lose a match
is
in a month
it,
and gain a match.
Yeah.
Is that still one match?
What's that?
Commissioner Burnett, Did you have a comment?
No.
Okay.
You're in the middle of a motion, but I have
a
sick question.
Yeah, we are. We still are. Have a motion on the table, but I'm willing to listen to what you got.
As opposed to screwing it around tonight, amending the budget and getting everything ready for your meeting in the morning, maybe we take some time and determine how we're going to police the program. You've made a motion that you'd like to see $30,000 available for this program on a match-by-match basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to make appearances for this one. You can pay those, and we can reimburse the budget as it goes. If we have all of those matches, we can move that money. If we don't have those matches, we don't move the money.
Where would we take it?
I'd have to take it out of a reserve account.
Just take it out of a reserve.
Uh-huh. Communications and IT.
It's got some in there.
You feel better?
There's an extra $3 million in there. You got $3 million at your disposal. How's that?
I'll share.
I'm good with that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
It is a little complicated.
And then you could backfill that.
Yeah,
at
we can
another
backfill
time.
It. Right.
Okay. That information would just need to be passed on to the new clerk.
Well, there's going to be a lot of information gets passed on. There'll be another one of those. This will be easier, though.
This will be another one.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the motion that is on the table is that we reimburse, make sure I got this right, Commissioner Bowsman, we reimburse Big Brothers Big Sisters $3,000 per match. We didn't say anything about where that would come from. So I think the emotion in the second is still valid and still viable.
Mm-hmm.
We're just deciding where the money's going to come from. So.
And how we're going to manage the program later.
That doesn't have to be in the motion.
Right. Okay.
Call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Okay. Any other comments? Mm-hmm. Thoughts? I do. just one simple one. In the last however many years, past county commissioners have done a really good job in helping us establish reserve accounts. Within the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, we've made it a priority of ours to make sure that we have at least 5 years worth of operating expenses if the money dried up today. We're there. We have that, and we can do that. Within the last 5-6 years, we've also established that how we want our budget to function is as a flat budget, almost a zero-based budget, where no matter how the assessed valuation climbs or tanks, we still shoot straight across at our values, and we're there. Last year, we were down in the last 2 years prior, we were down 54% in our assessed valuations. We tanked huge. But we picked that middle mark, and we shot straight across that. And we had to borrow a couple million dollars from our budget reserve account, and that was why we made a budget reserve account, so that we could borrow from it, to bring us up to that flat rate. This year, we're up to 2.4. We took those extras that we had, and we backfilled where we borrowed that from. And we're still shooting straight across at that level, playing field. So I'm proud of this commission, and I'm proud of previous commissions for how hard they've worked on achieving this. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you. And thank you,
Mr. Chairman. You're part of that. Big part.
Okay. Any comments from the public? Go ahead.
I just have a question. Mary, this SIRS account, mm-hmm. that's a whole new communication system, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Does that include the Highway Patrol, too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that was a big problem
in
the past.
So
this is the new WildLink.
Yeah, okay. It's interoperable, meaning that the state will be able to use it also.
Okay.
It's our baby. We're paying for it, and it's our communication, but the state will be able to utilize it in Sublette County.
As a plus, we can actually back the state up.
As a matter of fact, if the state went down, we could run the whole state off our system.
Think they'd let you do that?
We have a redundant system, which they don't.
Well, always before, we've done this kind of a system in the past, Marianne, mm-hmm. and there's always at least one entity that was left out, or they couldn't afford to buy the kind of radios that they needed. And so if we don't have that problem again, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and we've got...
And the way it's set up, that's the way it's set up right now.
Yeah, yep. Everybody can get in.
Everybody can play. Okay. Any other thoughts, Max? Or Smith, Max?
Guys, first of all, thank you guys for all the hard work. Congratulations on another budget season. But I really do appreciate you guys creating the appearance that we're very serious about project. and on a personal note, thank you for your hard work on Metal Alert. We're really looking forward to that in the neighborhood. I think it's going to really help the property values of the water system. So.
Stab me in the heart twice. It's not touchy anymore because I'm on board.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. The vote has been taken and I'm on board.
But thank you guys. It's going to make a big difference in my world.
Yeah. Okay, good. Any other thoughts or comments from the public? Oh, excellent. Oh, dang it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
This is easy.
Go right ahead.
Kind of hard to believe that after decades of you walking us through
the
budget as our chief budget officer, that this is our last time, Mary.
Yep.
You've done a hell of a wonderful job.
And being cheerful
in your Hawaiian shirts these last few months, it's like you're just coasting along now.
Did I mention today that this is my last budget session?
I can't remember.
Thank you, guys.
You're creating that appearance.
Yeah.
Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Any other comments from the public? All right, we will adjourn this hearing, and tomorrow morning we'll have a budget.
That's the longest one I've ever been to.
I know, who looked at that?
Yeah, I know. My last one is the longest one I've ever participated in.
Easy. Those are good pennies.
Oh, I know that. That's why I gave it back.
I know.
It's that one.
I'm glad you came.